Thank you very much for that. Thank you. I want to imagine that you're blindfolded and you're put into a field and you're given a tool bag, quite a big tool bag, and you're told to run around the field. So you're running around the field blindfolded carrying this tool bag. Unfortunately for you, there are a number of holes in the field. So inevitably, at some point, you fall down a hole. The holes are very, very steep and deep. So you fall down this hole, blindfolded. Where am I? Can't find where you are. You realise you're stuck down a hole. You can't get out. It's too steep. So you think, tool bag. Got a tool bag. So blindfolded, you open the tool bag up. There's only one tool in it. It's a shovel. So what do you do with shovels? You dig. So you start digging away with great industry. Digging, digging, digging. It's okay, so that's a metaphor. A metaphor for, will become clear towards the end of the talk, what that metaphor stands for. I got the metaphor from a book called Acceptance and Commitment Therapy, and I'll say a few more words about that, and I'll be using a couple more of their metaphors towards the end of the talk. So, in a sense, this talk comes from the experience of my last 3 or 4 years, and I wrote about that in some detail in my article in February chapter, Crisis of Faith. That was very, very personal, and I'm not going to be so personal this evening because I haven't got any more to tell you, really. That was it. So the talk, the influences of Kabat-Zinn and Shinran have come out of my sense of being stuck, really, stuck in the spiritual life. You might think Shinran and Kabat-Zinn, that's two talks, really, isn't it? Aren't I cheating, giving two talks in one? In a sense, I am, and in a sense, I'm not. Although Shinran and Kabat-Zinn are very, very different characters, very different teachers. In important or significant ways, they say the same thing to me, and I'll be telling you about that later. So what I'm going to do is talk about Shinran, his influence on me, Kabat-Zinn, his influence on me. Then I'm going to draw it all together and show how really they're saying the same thing, and you'll be astounded, amazed, and you'll go, wow. At least that's what happened in my fantasy the other day while I was meditating. Shinran has been an influence on my thinking, I would say, rather than my practice. I don't actually practice Pure Land Buddhism. In fact, strictly speaking, you can't practice Pure Land Buddhism as taught by Shinran. Because, according to him, all practice is manifestation of self-power, which is the product of the calculating mind, which is a manifestation of doubt. So you can't really practice as a follower of Shinran. Followers of Shinran do actually practice, but strictly speaking, you can't. But I find his thinking fascinating, and he has influenced my practice a great deal. Kabat-Zinn has been a strong influence more recently, but not very directly, via the work of Williams, Teasdale and Seagull, and their book, Manchester Buddhist Center for Depression. what is it? It's mindfulness-based cognitive therapy for depression. But I couldn't call the talk Shinran, Williams, Teasdale and Seagull because it would sound too much like Solicitors, yeah. So Kabat-Zinn's influence has been quite indirect. In fact, I find, as a writer, I find him rather a boring writer. And his book, Full Catastrophe Living, although it's got some great ideas in it, it could be pared down much smaller. I find him too verbose and very difficult to read. However, he has been a strong influence. I think Mahamati wanted us speakers to talk about how these influences might be relevant to the rest of the order, and I don't really know. But their approaches have helped me to find my way back to practice and the FWO and the WBO. So I'm right behind them, really. It's, in a way, it's a matter of life or death for me, the fact that I've come back, a matter of spiritual life or death. There was a very strong, I think, possibility that I might not find my way back. And these approaches that I'm going to talk about have helped me to come back. And judging by the responses I got from my article in Shabda, I think it may be of some use to quite a few people. So, First, I'm going to look at Shinran's ideas, then at the Kabat-Zinn's, and then I'm going to look at the common ground.